Yeah, it's the man, you know, that is the...
That's on the floor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That between the seats.
Oh, okay. Have you seen different places to put the stick?
I have to look.
Where is that?
Right. As long as I'm in there, my goodness, I can down there with my eyes closed. Mm-hmm. I don't have to look at all.
Have you ever seen them, like on the column?
That's what I started off with.
Oh, really?
Yeah, stick up on the steering wheel, you know, right up on the steering wheel, shift the gear.
What kind of problem is that?
Stick. It's a stick up on the, but it's up on the steering wheel, that's all.
What muscle power is it when you drive?
What that wolf you had there? That was an old mom car we had then, but it was a Ford. Yeah, it was a Ford. Scooter Ford.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't a Model T, huh?
No. Yeah, and I used to have control of everything when I started, and I was fun. I used to mess on gas and I couldn't find the brakes to save me, so and I was just learning how to drive, you know. And my husband was learning how to drive, because, you know, me and can't learn, you know, your own husband can't learn your wife how to drive, because you're going to be arguing, you know. Because you're going to always say, oh, you're doing this wrong, that's wrong, and you get nervous and, you know, all frustrated. My nephew let me. In one day. He got me in one day, and I told you I was going to learn how to drive.
I guess you saved your husband some gray hairs.
Yeah, but used to run all in the ditch and get the car in the ditch and couldn't get it out. And I said, all right, come get the car out of the ditch, please. Who put it in there? I said, he said, well, you get it out there. And I said, oh, Lord, I didn't know what in the world it was backing up, you know. Mm-hmm. And they had a stick then, you know, from the stand. I said, oh, my God, how can I be sweating? Oh, goodness. But I finally kept on fighting and I found out.
Have you ever been through certain parts of town where they got those humps in the road to slow you down?
Yeah, those dips. Dips in the road.
Uh-huh. How about if it was the opposite way? It was like a hump? Sometimes you see them in parking lots.
Yeah, that's a hump. Mm-hmm. It's a hump. It's still the dip, you know.
Yeah.
Like you
ever hit one of those things?
Yeah. Sure have.
What happened?
But you know, then you be like you're gonna keep sailing, you know. And I hit down and you know, when it got one up here by the school up there, and I forget every time I'm like I go up that way, you know, I've been a counter. Mm-hmm. I told you about driving so fast, look, I'm not on the wham, down in there, look like when I get up, I'm finna sail on, you know, keep going, gee whiz.
Okay, what the? What kind of cars and trucks are used by, say, the fire department?
These trucks is what all I hear is all them.
Mm-hmm.
Fire engine, you know, they got the one, the fire engine, you know, the one carrying all the holes, and then they got these things called for the rescue.
The rescue
squad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they driving a little vehicle, something like that. That thing crazy as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Are there different kind of fire trucks, or do you just call them all fire trucks, or fire engines?
Well, they got the fire engines, and then they got the fire trucks, and then they got the rescue squad.
What might the fire chief ride in? Does he have his own car?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is that one of those red ones with the bubble on top? Looks like a
cop car. Right. I mean, it looks like an ordinary car, but it's red. You know, you automatically, you know, it's got bad teeth on it, you know.
Okay. Think he's an Indian or something.
Right. BT, that's BT.
Okay, what do the police usually drive in?
Yeah.